You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
A very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into our final edition of the winter KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our program every Saturday is brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, as well as Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Yes, it is the final KLEM Coach's Corner of the winter year. A great basketball season around the area has at least one team at the Girls' State Basketball Tournament in Remsen St. Mary's. Congratulations to them, of course. And then hopefully we get another one today. Remsen St. Mary's Boys Basketball at 4 o'clock tips off with fourth-ranked Lake Mills in the sub-state final. That game up in Spencer. And it's a game you can hear right here on KLEM Radio with pregame coverage starting at about 3:45. That should be a fun one. We're going to talk about that contest coming up later on. Of course, let's talk about the coaches that are joining us. We'll be first joined by Lamar's community head coach of boys basketball. That is Coach Cody Deercup. The Bulldogs had their season come to an end earlier this week to end sub-state quarterfinal by a final score of 62-51. And so the Bulldogs ended their season with a record of 7-15. Great year for the Bulldogs. Again, they had to deal with a new coach for the first time in two decades and did it well. Coach Deercup did a great job. Kids did a good job. And so we'll chat with Coach Deercup about this season, what he liked, and what's hopefully to come for the Bulldog boys basketball program. Then coming up, we'll have Galen Catholic head coach Ryan Wilchin. We did not get him on last week. We had that snowstorm that kind of screwed up our schedule a little bit, alternating girls and boys throughout the year. So the Galen boys season actually ended about 2 weeks ago to Boyden Hull in the district quarterfinal. But we're just getting Ryan Wilchin on now to recap the Galen boys basketball season. We really appreciate him taking time out of his morning to do that for us and let you in on the recap of the Galen boys basketball season. And then we'll be chatting with the one of the co-head coaches of the Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball team. That's Coach Justin Rudin, as the Hawks are the district champions in Class 1A District 4. They were the number one seed, expected to win the district as far as seeding is concerned. Beat George Little Rock on Tuesday, 42-39. And now they're off to the sub-state final, as we mentioned today. They're taking on Lake Mills for a 4 o'clock tip, 3:45 pregame. And you can catch it all right here on KLEM Radio from the Spencer Fieldhouse in Spencer. Again, let's pass along some congratulations. Again, congratulations to the Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team, 52-48 winners on Wednesday over George Little Rock in the region final. Great season for Coach Willman, and we're looking forward to them getting their state tournament started. It'll be coming up Wednesday night at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Tip-off will be at 6:30. Pregame will be at 6:30. Tip-off will be at 6:45 as the Hawks take on sixth-ranked Martinsdale St. Mary's. And no, that's not a Catholic school. There is a town, St. Mary's, town Martinsdale, and they've combined. So that's one of those things you got to keep straight. That is a public school, Martinsdale St. Mary's against Catholic Remsen St. Mary's. It's going to be kind of a fun matchup there. Again, we'll have pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 6:45 from courtside at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in the state quarterfinal round. Again, congratulations as well to Lamar's Community Bowling. The Bulldog girls and boys bowling team took home runners-up in the state in Class 2A. The Bulldog girls ended up seeing their season end in the championship match to Keokuk. Had some tight matches there in a best-of-five series. Keokuk took it 3-0. And then on the boys' side, Lamar's had a five-game thriller with Clinton, but the River Kings took down the Bulldogs 3-2, winning Game 5, 203-191. So really good season for Coach Brady and Coach Jones, the coaches of the year in the Class 2A West District. Congratulations to them on their season. Congratulations also to MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's Cherokee Bowlers, Brianna Staub and Callie Arns, as well as Akron Westfield student with the West Sioux Bowling Program, Matt Swancutt. I'm making it to the state tournament. And of course, all the Lamar's community individuals that had a great season at the state individual tournament as well. So it was a fun winter season, and we're hoping it can last as far into March as we can. Going to need the Remsen St. Mary's girls to do their part, and hopefully the boys do their part later on today as well. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get the coaches on. They're, of course, the most important part of the KLAM Coaches Corner. We'll be chatting with Cody Deercup first. Ryan Wilchin comes up after that, and then Justin Rudin will follow. It's all coming your way right here on KLAM Radio.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our program every Saturday brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. On the line with us now is the head coach of the Lamar's Community Boys basketball teams, Coach Cody Deercup. The Bulldogs had their season end earlier this week to MOC Floyd Valley in the sub-state quarterfinal round and finished the year with a record of 7-15. And Coach, I know the win-loss record is not as pretty as you maybe would have liked it, but you had to have seen some improvement throughout the year and guys, you know, growing into their role a little bit. What kind of things really stood out in regard to that, I guess?
For sure. And I feel like early on in the season, we were telling our guys that we want to be playing our best basketball in February. And I feel like our guys bought into that. And, you know, you look back now compared to where we were in, you know, early December, and you don't even recognize the team that you were. Right. You know, I felt like our guys did a nice job of, you know, trying to do some things such as like taking care of the basketball. They put an emphasis on that, and they bought into it. And then like executing our sets, so that we did a really nice job as the year went on of figuring out what we need to do, how we need to set guys up to execute our sets. So, and then I guess on the defensive floor too, I feel like as the season went on, we got just better and better defensively. So, you know, those three things were huge improvements for us as the year went on.
Yeah, and you know, it's always tough too, because I can look at your record and say, well, you know, it's not the best, but you also can look at your record and say, well, look who you were playing. I mean, your non-conference schedule was really difficult this year. You played MOC once in the regular season, and then, gosh, Coach, the MRAC this year was just a bloodbath with East, the Council Bluffs schools, and SBL had good years. I mean, there really was not a night off for you guys this year.
No, and you mentioned all the teams that finished ahead of us, and even the teams that finished below right. us in the Missouri River also could get you and play teams close on any given night too. And that's the nice part about our conference, you know, and we know that maybe year in, year out, we're not going to have, you know, a perfect record, but come tournament time, you know, even like you take this year, when we have an 8 seed, we can play the number 1 seed and the 7th ranked team in the state of Iowa to a tough game for all 4 quarters because of the teams that we play.
Yeah, gosh, Coach, that was such a good game on Monday night, and you were in it for quite a while there, and then maybe things got away from in the game. But what were some of the things that just really stood out to you as the guys did well, and you know, things that showed, hey, you were stepping up to the plate against a good team.
And believe it or not, I know that Jesse Van Colswijk had, you know, 35-17. Yeah. With that being said, our guys did a really nice job of executing the game plan as far as, you know, we tried to make things difficult for him. And then we knew that where we could help from and where we could double from, you know, teams that you know, I don't know, don't pay attention to the scouting report, don't do those things. You know, they just let somebody score, and our guys weren't doing that. We were doubling where we were supposed to double from. Early on in the game, we did a really nice job of rebounding. We were winning the rebounding battle going into halftime, and And then also we've been telling our guys that against a team like MOC, against teams like MOC, Heelan, East, AL, TJ, you want it to be a little bit more low score. And, you know, it was 6-10 at the end of the first quarter against MOC, and then it was 20-24, and we were very confident with where that game was at going into the second half. And then we ended up going, you know, out, and, you know, we put ourselves in the position that we wanted to be in going to the quarter.
Yeah, and you were there, like you said, the entire game. Did it almost kind of give you, I don't know, a little bit of a deja vu from how you played them last time? Because you had three or so good quarters against them as well earlier in the year.
Yeah, yes and no. I felt like the second time around we had a better handle on the game itself. I felt like the first time around more things went right for us. We had guys just making huge, huge plays for us. That we knew that we were going to have to make against a team like that to be in it. But the second time around, I just felt like on both ends of the floor, we had a better handle on, you know, what was going on.
Yeah, because, you know, like you said, Jesse had 35 points, and that's well and damn stuffed the stat sheet a little bit. But outside of him, boy, it was pretty slim pickings for people who could convert at an efficient rate. Because, yeah, there was one other in double figures. But, gosh, Coach, you really made everybody earn their points for MOC on Monday night.
For sure. And you know, we also wanted to, you know, looking at our scouting report, we wanted to have a couple other guys shoot it. So we kind of sagged off of them. They'd pack the lane a little bit and make things difficult for their size, their guys with size. So, like I said before, our guys did a nice job of kind of knowing who they were guarding. You know, a lot of times maybe you'll see the scouting report and to start the game it says so-and-so is guarding this person and that's all they pay attention to. Right. But our guys were conscious of, you know, all five guys that were on the floor for him and knew who could do what for him. And, you know, that's just a sign of a team that's gotten better over the course of the season.
On the flip side of that post matchup with Jesse Van Calls, but I know he had some other post players that might have been guarding Drew. Drew had such a tough matchup with him and with other posts that MOC threw at him. Comes out with 11 points, and then Ethan Utesh for you as well with 8 points off the bench. I thought you got some really good minutes out of your post players.
Yeah, we did, and all season that's kind of been the case. You know, there's been some games where we've gotten into foul trouble and we've had to have guys come in and give us more minutes. There's been nights where we haven't been in foul trouble and maybe they didn't get those minutes. And they've just job of just doing whatever we've asked them and needed them to do throughout the course of the year. And I remember one of Ethan's shots, maybe it was right before halftime, you know, it just felt like it was a time when we needed a basket and he got along the baseline, you know, to send us into halftime, I think. And that was just a big basket that we needed. You know, it's just good to see guys making plays like that. We need them.
And talk about guys giving you minutes when you're in foul trouble. I think it was either Wanding or Drew who picked up three fouls pretty quickly. And Andrew Grant, boy, he came in off the bench and he was a spark. He got a basket right away for you, and he played some really strong defense for you.
Yeah, and he'll do whatever you ask him to do. He plays extremely hard, and not just in basketball, in all sports. You know, just playing hard just makes up for so much, and that's what Andrew does. He'll get you extra possessions if you guard somebody. He's going to do it. And what I loved about it is, and maybe he, I don't know if he knew it or not, but I mean, Jesse Van Colesbeek is one of the best basketball players right in the area. And Andrew, you know, went right by him one time and scored. And, you know, that's a pretty big deal for him to be thrown into, you know, a big game like that. And for him to do that, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. Cody Dierkup, the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. Again, we're talking a lot about Jesse Van Calesbeek, but understandably so, he has been MOC's best player all year. And, Coach, when you brought Wanding off the bench a couple of times, he got the matchup with him, and Jesse would get the ball kind of in an isolation scenario. Wanding had to front him a few times, and even if Jesse scored, those were probably the hardest points he scored all game were when Wanding was guarding him.
Yeah, both times that we've played MOC, I feel like Wanding has done a good job of trying to compete with him and mixing it up. And I'm three-quartering him, fronting him at times, pulling the chair out on some entries, and just making him kind of get how we're going to defend him. And, and that's exactly what we wanted from Wanding this season. And it was nice that he was able to do that against MOC.
So you get down, you're down by four at the half. You get down double digits in the third quarter, and then all of a sudden, Cole Brownmiller comes out of nowhere and hits a few three for you and makes the game closer. And I think he even got it to within one score with one of his threes. Coach, I mean, that's a kid that I'm glad to see that he's only a junior, and get him back next year. He's really got a clutch gene, and I know he struggled earlier in the year too.
He did, and him and I met yesterday and actually talked about that. He's a tough kid from battling through that throughout the course of the year and continue to trust his shot and know that if he keeps shooting, it's going to fall, and that's exactly what happened. And we also talked about, and I told him, I know that Daniel's going to say this to me, that you're a junior that's played for us and you're going to return next year, and Cole and I are on the same page that he had a good year for us, mm-hmm. and that's great, and he is on paper supposed to be a good player for us next year, and I plan for him to be, and I think that's what he's planning for too, but we still have to go out and do it, and he's ready to get back in the gym. I know we gave him the rest of this week off, but next week I guarantee that we'll see him in the weight room after school and at open gym in the mornings, and I'm excited. He's ready to get to work.
Oh, that's just music to my ears too, Coach, because you've got a number of guys, and I know Tate Murphy wouldn't have said he played his best game on Monday night, but he's another guy. And Carter Baumgartner, you started a lot of juniors, even with a pretty senior heavy roster, and it seemed like they always a lot of them answer the call most of the year for you.
Yeah, Tate and Carter both played really hard for us this season. Tate was another one that I said the same thing that we kind of had a similar conversation that with Tate that we had with Cole. You're going to have to do it again next year. You're going to have to put in work, and just because things happen for you the way they did this year doesn't mean that it's automatically going to happen next year. And, you're not a surprise to anybody next year. Teams know Tate Murphy, and Carter Baumgartner. We have to go and get to work and kind of, add something to our game that maybe we didn't have this season. But, Tate just played hard the whole season. And what I like about Tate is that he has a good first step. He can find his shot. We kind of put in a set for him to either draw help and share, or for him to finish at the rim. And it just kind of happened during a timeout as one of our better sets towards the end of the season. So it's just nice to have a kid play hard like that and just do it consistently night in, night out.
Yeah, and he has played well for you all season. Looking forward to seeing what his senior year has in store for you, and just really tough that the season had to end with the game to MOC, especially after such a good performance. But it does signal an end of the year, and it does signal an end to a few seniors on the roster. You got four that suited up for you all season that played throughout the year, and then you had a couple as well who might not have played, but I think you could still give them some really good credit for what they've done for the program.
Yeah, great teammates. Everybody that dressed for us this year, whether it was in uniform or in travel gear, we're great teammates to each other in practice and on the bench. And when you have guys like that, it makes it fun to coach. We're going to miss the contribution that they've made to the program this past season, and for some of them, the past 4 years.
What do you hope that lasting impression is for guys like Braden, Wanding, Tegan, and Drew once they move on from the program, I guess?
The fun thing about coaching basketball is that it just goes way beyond X's and O's, and hopefully they remember certain games that either we won or were exciting throughout the course of the year. But we also want to make sure that our guys are we're sending out high character guys into the community, and I hope that that's kind of what they're taking away, that they're going to have to be hard workers in the classroom and whatever they're going to go out and do after high school. And We like I mentioned to you after the MOC game, we want them to kind of view our basketball program as a place for them to always come back to, and for them to be proud of what they accomplished their 4 years of high school being a part of Lamar's basketball.
Yeah, that's the best part of this program is seeing the kids come back, and I have no doubt they'll be back around a few times, and it was a great. I mean, and in the end. You got to be proud of the kids too, for with all the things, a new coach and all these kind of things happening, that they were able to improve on their win total from last year and kind of make a statement that says, hey, we're still a really strong program here.
Yeah, and we told them all year long, we're never going to say something to them that we don't mean. And I, after the MOC game, I couldn't express to them enough how proud of them I was to have them stick together throughout the entire season, through our ups and downs. And I don't want to sound like a broken record here talking about who we play, because we're grateful for who we get to play on our schedule. We play a lot of tough teams, and a lot of those games maybe didn't go our way this season, and they could have cashed in a long, long time ago and not buy into what we were trying to do as a program. And that's the farthest thing from what they did. You know, they continued to show up to practice and work hard, and even during our skill development stuff towards the end of the year, they tackled it no matter what we were asking them to do during practice. And same with our film study, it got kind of more intense as the year went on. And you know, I'm incredibly proud of them, and I'm also excited for, you know, what's to come next year because of kind of the foundation that we set this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be an exciting year next year, and it was an exciting year this year. It's going to be fun to see how this program keeps growing next year. So, Coach, thanks for your time as always throughout the season. We really appreciate it, and gosh, we can't wait till November comes back around.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I appreciate the coverage this year.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. That's Cody Deercup, the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, right here on the Coach's Corner on KLEM.
Ask an Enterprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360, Downtown Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. It's brought to you every Saturday by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. On the line with us now is the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. It's Coach Ryan Wilchin. Last week, the Jays ended their season with a loss to Boyden Hall. Really good ball game, tight contest all throughout the way. Just couldn't come out on the right end of it. But, Coach, gosh, it's hard to be disappointed with how the season went for you guys, of course, considering a new head coach and a lot of seniors graduating. Just how did you see the program grow and the guys in it mature a little bit when a lot of those guys had not played substantial varsity minutes until now?
Well, Daniel, I think really the last game of the year is the staple of the season. Mm-hmm. The way the boys came out, that whole entire game, and really especially the first half, and then the finish up of the fourth quarter, with the effort, the mentality, the maturity that they learned over the season, I think it all showed in that last game.
Yeah, definitely did. It was one of those, it seemed like you guys were in games like this all the time, but it was a very physical ball game. It was one where if, you know, you had kind of an inch of separation, you got to take what you get. And that's how tough of a game is that to just kind of work your way through and you know, have enough energy to complete, really?
Yeah, the boys, we knew we had to play at a high level, 100% offensively and defensively that entire, and we spent a lot of energy early in the first and second quarter. We really came out well. We had 20 points in the first quarter. We were scoring well that first one. And then had a little bit of foul trouble, you know, ending the second quarter. We second quarter, but the boys were worth the effort. And, you know, that gave us some momentum going into the third.
Yeah, and you guys were with them the whole way. I mean, and that's, you know, that's probably, if there's anything frustrating about it, is you were right with them, just couldn't quite, you know, get up over the hump. But, I mean, to play with a team like Boyden Hall, who's perennially a power, a team that's always well-respected, that's got to give you some positive feeling about the game, too, because, I mean, that's a team you could easily, you know, lose ground to and not be able to get it back.
Oh, no doubt. In years past, you know, at all teams, every team that coaches, you know, guys are mentally strained on games like this. The best way to put it, you got the pressure of the game. It's the last game. You lose, you go home. And I thought our guys really well. The third quarter, you know, going into halftime, you know, they end up taking a small lead going into halftime. And then they end up getting, you know, by the third quarter, I think we were down maybe 5, 6, 8 points.
Right.
And for our guys just to stay mentally tough and come back on that, end up taking the lead, you know, in the middle of the fourth quarter, I think it's kudos to our kids and the mentality and their growth throughout the year.
Absolutely. It was a tough loss. And, you know, the other part, too, Coach, is, you know, Boyden Hall's not shooting 11 of 22 from the three-point arc on any night, let alone, of course, it had to be the night you guys played him. And at some point, I guess, that, you know, you just got to tip your hat to, hey, they got the shot they wanted, and they were able to make it all night.
Yeah, and we preached that all year. We weren't the tallest team, especially when Carson went down. Mm-hmm. And we're not the biggest team. So even though we got a little bit of height, we're not the strongest, most physical team out there all the time. So, you know, you got to give and take what you can do with your team. And we said all year, if a team's going to shoot 50% from three, they're going to beat us.
Yeah.
We're going to protect the middle. We're going to make it tough on them. And as the year grew, we worked on defending that three a little bit better than we had early in the year. That was part of their growth. Okay, guys, you're learning how to collapse in the middle. Your weak side transition is getting better. Not three-point line, and I believe we did that in this game, but they just knocked down tough shots. I mean, they had a guy shooting not real great percentage, start the game off making his first two out of the shoot. So, yeah, that's the way it goes. You know, we shot 43% from three,
right,
which kept us in it. But, yeah, when a team shoots 50% and then 83% from the line, that was the big difference in the game right there. We only shot 50% from the line. Oh. You know, and lost by 6 points. So
yeah, it's such a tough game, and that's just kind of one of those deals you just gotta take. But again, the fight was shown, and that was something all throughout the year. You know, it wasn't maybe as good a season as far as wins and losses as you would have liked, but there was one thing that was true night in and night out, Coach, is you definitely could not question the intensity, the energy, and the effort of your guys. And again, that showed, I think, in that game against Boyden Hall.
Oh, and there's no doubt. I don't know what our deflections were, but we were getting hands on balls.
Oh, yeah.
We were deflecting passes. We were making, they're a physical team. Mm-hmm. I think we got a couple charges that game. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yep.
Actually, we didn't get any that game, but, you know, we've been averaging almost a charge a game most of the year. Yep. Which, you know, it's their toughness. We're deflecting shots. Like I said, we're not the biggest team in the world, but when we're boxing out, we're giving all the effort we can. So, and that's about all you can ask from a coach, is just go out there and fight every play, every possession.
Yeah, I think there were probably a couple of blocks called against you guys that probably should have been charges. So we can give you a charge in spirit, and not officially, but we'll give you one in spirit. And yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, ends the season for you guys, Coach. But boy, what a senior group! It obviously, one of them's your kiddo and Gabe, but there are so many seniors who you know, they get thrust into a very tough spot as and you know, as seniors, they don't get to start a majority of their career due to the senior class above them. But then they get their opportunity, Coach, and gosh, they just ran with it all season.
They did. And like every team that's new, you kind of have the pecking order when you have that many guys leave, and then you have an influx of new kids looking to fight. So we started the year out figuring out who's what and where everybody fit in. And guys were fighting for positions. Everybody wants to start. Kudos for them for doing that. Yeah. And then you kind of work through that as a coach. And then we got to realize okay, it's not about me, it's about the team. I have to do what I have to do as a player to get my spot, and then you realize this is us. It's about us. It's about our senior class. It's about the juniors. It's about the varsity squad. And you could see our guys develop that after the third, fourth game. They kind of started falling in their roles. They started putting the team first. And I think that's evidence in the charges we take. Guys are laying their bodies out. Our defense improved most of the year. And really that team aspect throughout the year, once we settled in, was pretty special with this group. And I can also say when they were done, we walked off that court as one person, one team, not as individuals this year.
Yeah, and that's the most important part is you are a team. You win together, you lose together, and that's the way it ought to be. As you know, I know you still got, you know, banquets and things like that to wrap up the season and whatnot, but as the senior class moves on and leaves your program, what do you hope their, you know, memory is of playing the game, and what do you hope they leave for the next group of seniors to come up here?
I think they showed that hard work will pay off. I think they showed that maybe size and talent isn't everything, but mental toughness and teamwork is the most important thing. They never quit all year on me or on themselves or their togetherness. A lot of games we were down by 10, 15 points, and we'd fire back the second half. They fought to the end, and I think they'll take that moving forward with them. They really grew in this year from the start of the season to now. They came in, you know, 17-year-old, those seniors, 17, 18-year-old boys, and I believe they're 17-year-old, 18-year-old men, and they're ready for college. I think they're better. They're ready for going off to the next step of life, whatever is college, the workforce. I'm very, very pleased with these guys, how they improved, and they're ready.
Absolutely, and that's ultimately what it all comes down to, is preparing these guys for the world outside of school, and it's a great thing what you and your coaching staff does, and really shows with this senior class, and the best part about, you know, getting to send those guys off to the real world, so to speak, is you get to keep a couple of classes still around, and I know you'll have a couple of members of the senior class with Aiden Langle and Zach Harpin on next year, but the majority of your guys returning, they're sophomores this year, going to be juniors next year. Those guys will be the foundation, hopefully, for your program for a couple of years. So what do you want to see them do off-season-wise and maybe in other sports to get ready and hopefully, you know, get keep improving the Galen program?
First of all, I push all players to be 4-sport athletes, mm-hmm. or at least 3. Play more than just basketball. I think other sports teach you certain things that, yes. that can help you in basketball. Football, you need to learn how to play physical and move with your teammates. Baseball and golf is a little bit more one-on-one track, mm-hmm. or a little bit more one-on-one, but they're still team sports. But that gives you one-on-one pressure. And I think that brings something to the game. So, one, I push all the kids to go out for other sports. Two, weightlifting. Yes. I know they're sophomores, but you got to grow. You got to get bigger. You got to get stronger, or you're not going to get a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. I mean, in order to compete with the teams, I think where we showed weakness this year and some of our low rankings in the stat book is really strength, size, and speed. And the good thing is the sophomore class, they got time to work on that, but they can't wait till they're seniors to start. They got to start now. We got a couple juniors that work really hard, and Aiden Langle and Zach Harpinov. Man, those guys work hard in the weight room. Yeah. They're well on their way to being ready their senior year, but they're a year older. The sophomores, you know, they're working. They're getting better at it. We need a good year from those guys in the offseason working out. And then we got a good freshman class coming up. I think we got 6 or 7 freshmen and a couple nice freshmen in Mason Small and Drake Hodson that they do hit the weight room hard already as freshmen. So I expect to see some growth out of them. So looking for a solid working year and a solid year next year playing basketball.
Yeah, and I love hearing that. It's music to my ears, that's for sure, just from the outside looking in. So looking forward to next year already, Coach. Can't get enough basketball. We appreciate your time all season. Thanks so much for being able and willing to chat with us, and we'll look forward to doing it all again next year.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate everything you do for us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. That's Ryan Wilson, the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, here on the Coach's Corner on KLEM.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare, all great sponsors of this program each and every week throughout the basketball season. Daniel Versteg with you. Joining us now is the co-head coach of the Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball team. That'd be Coach Justin Rudin. The Hawks are on to the sub-state final coming up tonight against fourth-ranked Lake Mills. But it's been quite a district tournament for the Hawks. They've been the number one seed in their district all throughout this postseason. And now getting a crack at Lake Mills. But first of all, Coach, you know, we talked kind of midway through the season. There was a lot of growing up that the guys had to do just to get more mature and stronger as a team. How has that, you know, maybe shown itself? Because since the turn of the new year, you've only lost one game, and it was by 2 points.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, first of all. But, it is. We use like kind of the term we wanted to see progress, and that was kind of going to be our guidelines with these guys because it's new. No other than Colin, Landon played a little bit of the varsity last year, but other than that, there wasn't too many guys that returning that had this experience. So we didn't know. We knew what we had. We had the capability of becoming. Didn't know when it was going to come or if we would get it this year or if it, what it was going to take. But seeing progress from our guys, building steps. And then just like young guys do, they have their moments where they take a little back step and go back to old habits. But and we have some core games. I mean, come out with the War Eagle Conference Championship. I don't know if that was the first thoughts on everybody's minds. Like, we have the goal. I mean, it was one that it's one thing to hit it, and especially with the War Eagle the way it was and a lot of returning seniors from a lot of teams. It was just a good season overall so far, and happy to be back into this sub-state tournament.
Yeah, and you know, with the fact that you guys have been to state the last 7 years and been kind of a power in Northwest Iowa, I think a lot of people would have kind of, like you said, they don't expect you to win the War Eagle. They don't, you know, think that that's a possibility. Does that make it a little bit more sweeter that you guys were able to still win the conference and you guys were still able to be in the sub-state game even when graduating that many seniors?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and, like, you know, I'd say how it is. We lost a lot of guys, and rightfully so, people should expect, you know, it won't be what they were.
Right.
But like I said, these guys, the beauty part of it is they're going up in practice all the time last year, being that scout team for this group, for that group last year, and now it's their turn. And I mean, they still have had the luxury of witnessing these games, whether it be from the bench, whether it be in spare minutes. So they've had more experience than what some, you know, have as high school kids. And I think it pays off. I think especially in like in our last game against George Lomac, we've seen moments where guys stepped up to the occasion, hit big shots, even when we're times when we're struggling, you know. And I think to find that there's a little knack of finishing games or winning, and we seem to be on the right end on them a lot of the time. And I think that's just kind of grown throughout the culture that my dad's established and that the players picked up on from previous player past.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you were able to pull out the district championship on Tuesday over George Little Rock. Coach, that was a that was kind of a grinder there at the end. It got close. It was close the whole game, and then it stayed close. Talk about how, you know, you talk about hitting big shots, but how big was your defense to come up? I think you stopped them about three or four straight possessions there late.
Yeah, it is. I think in this run that we've had, it's a talking point, and I had to maybe do it a little bit different than what we're accustomed to this year. We play a little bit more zone than what we probably have ever had. But that's kind of adapting to our players and what their skill sets are. But the guys buy in. I think it's, I go with my dad. He like was starting this and the change in the culture. And the defense has got to be number one up there. And like for us to get big stops on the end of the game, just defensively, when we have that lead, and hey, let's rely on, hang our hat on our defense to go get this thing done. And that's what we do. And that's what the boys continue to do. And might not be the most athletic dudes in the world, but we sure like to work for it, and I think that's what makes us good defensively.
Yeah, I think you have everybody fooled when it comes to not being the most athletic world, because, gosh, Coach, I just love watching Sam Schmellen play for you. I love watching all your players, but he especially, he seems to have just continued to turn it up a notch for you guys this season.
Yeah, and Sam kind of, he's been working. He's a little bit of injuries here, minor ones, but it's that late year or late in the year thing. And so he's been powering through over probably the last 2 weeks with some. But he, again, he was, injuries caused him not to be in this situation last year with us. Very well could have been. But he is, right now, I think it's, he had a tough game with George Little Rock. I mean, they are a physical, really good team. I mean, they look at them and they are, there's a them and Central Lyon or the football. That's a football program.
Oh, yeah.
They can, and they show it on the basketball court. And they're very skilled, senior heavy. But they gave Sam a hard time. But overall, Sam's just made leaps and bounds this year, and it makes it gives us like a 1-2 punch. And then maybe then you add in a couple more guys, and all of a sudden we got a bunch of five capable scorers on the floor, which makes it tough to defend.
Yeah, you mentioned Landon, and I'm pretty sure he had a big game late in the postseason for you last year. I know against Galen and things like that.
Just big shot.
Yeah, it seems like he just always knows when the moment is, whether it's baseball, football, basketball. He's always game for that big moment.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, and I said the same thing to the guys too. It's kind of having that knack to win, that knack of being a clutch. I think you always say, and we promote it with our guys, and especially our small school. It's like they don't get that just from, hey, playing basketball. They get that from being in situations like Landon was in the state championship, a baseball game, you know, coming up to bat with needing a hit, and doing it. And then all of a sudden it happens on the football field. And then all of a sudden, then when you get to this time, like on the basketball court, then you, when you're time to step up, you can do it, and they have the confidence to do it. So that's built throughout the year, the program, all the programs that they're a part of. And I think it's just, man, it's nice having those guys with some of those clutch genes and being able to step up and knock down big shots.
If there's any, we're chatting with co-head coach Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball coach Justin Rudin. If there's anything probably to be a little disappointed about against George Little Rock is maybe free throw shooting. Coach, did you dedicate an entire practice to that?
Well, we talked about it. That was for sure. And it was kind of funny. I mean, it was overall, it wasn't good. And at the end, you know, you got to be able to step up and knock those down. And so we had to talk about it, but it's one thing you know what they're capable of, and it's like tough to replicate those situations. So at least we got the good practice in of stepping up and being in that situation. So now we're prepared for it a little bit more for some guys. And in the end of the day, you know, Carter hit one out of those four that, you know, put it to a 3-point game that made him kind of hoist up a last second shot. So, yes, it was definitely talked about. I think it was something we could kind of laugh about after the fact. So, well, we did take some time, like we always do. We get about 5 minutes every free throw shooting. So we try to stay on top of it. And it's a game thing. It's game by game. You can have just like shooting from three. You can have some days where it's on, some days where it's off. But maybe just step up just to hit that one important one at that time. And And then again, that's why we hang our hat on defense, because you can have those bad shooting days, but one thing you can do every day is bring the defense and bring the effort.
Yeah, you definitely did Tuesday. You're definitely going to need it tonight. Lake Mills is, boy, what a program. And oddly enough, you've both been to state the last 4 years. You hadn't met up with, or have you been, you know, maybe from being down in Des Moines, were you able to glean some things about what they do well? Because this is a fantastic program.
Fantastic program. And it is, like you said, I think they were to the 2A version of last year, but they dropped back down to 1A. But we had some lucky to watch some of their games. I think they've had some close ones down there too, just like us. I think they took Grandview Christian to the wire, you know, when Grandview was a dominant team and had some guys just go off. And you look at them again, they're a scoring juggernaut this year too. And it's a really good program. It's two teams that have, you know, had their opportunities down there, maybe not got to what their final goal always was, but two really, really good teams in a couple years span where you've had the juggernauts of the Northlands and the Grandviews, but you have these two programs that maybe go under the radar just a bit, but make their name down in state.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool to see you guys square off here tonight. And you mentioned, offensive juggernaut is definitely the true statement there. Almost 80 points a game. They shoot over 50% from the field. So, Coach, million-dollar question. What can you do to even try to slow them down offensively?
It's gonna, like I said, we've been emphasizing it, and our defense of their transition. They get a lot of transition stuff, so we want to really kind of take that away, kind of play it at our pace, and whether we admit it or not, we do play at a slower pace, even with the shot clock era, but that is our game. We like to be disciplined and stuff, so maybe just us offensively can kind of not give them as many looks as they want, and I think in these games, and when you get to the sub-state, you're like in the Sweet 16 of the 1A teams, and then even the state games, we've always kind of noticed that those percentages and everything, the scoring is high during the regular season, but when you get down to it, it's good team against good team, and it's we talked about our free throw struggles. Well, it's pressure situations, so that always affects shooting a little bit too with high school kids. And then we're just going to have to do our best to recognize guys. I mean, there's guys that are really deadly shooters, and then there's guys that are more inside threats, and then we just got to find recognized guys, talk, communicate on our defensive end, and do the best we can to just slow them down a bit.
You mentioned the inside threats, and I just am so giddy to watch this matchup between Stensrud for Lake Mills and Colin Homan for you guys. I mean, that's going to be worth the price of admission right there. What do you think, if you're to look into your crystal ball, what's going to separate one of those two players tonight as the one who ultimately wins that battle down low?
Stensrud's a really great player. I think he's averaging about 16.5 points a game, 6'5". He's a athletic guy. And but I think for us with Colin, I think he proved that in the Boyden Hall game, is that when he establishes himself down low and is able to get the easy ones, like, he has the capability and the green light from any of us coaches to step it outside and expand it. And then if you can start hitting it, that's what I think separates him from maybe Stensrud, is the outside threat. And if he can start giving them kind of a 1-2 punch of inside-outside looks, it really makes you second-guess defensively. And so I hope that's where our advantage is there. I mean, if we can get Colin Homan to knock down one or two threes in a game, it really, really makes our offense a whole heck of a lot different.
Yeah, it would definitely improve things. And hopefully that is the case here tonight. I guess last thing for you, Coach, ultimately, what if you're looking at the grand scheme of the game, what are the things that have to be shored up, that have to be clean and well done for you guys if you're to get back to Des Moines here in a couple weeks?
When we go through these with the guys on our keys, control the tempo, recognize their guys when we're defending, recognize what guys we're switching on to. We really have to really strap their transition points. I think that's going to be a big key with us. And then boxing out. So we're finishing every single possession with a box out. So it's one and done with them. They are an athletic team. They got, like I said, they got some big boys. They got some athletic guys. So one and done. And then on our offensive end, we just have to catch ready, you know, value the basketball, detailed on our offense, all the things that we've been kind of known for over the years, and just being disciplined. And I think if we do those things, I think you're going to be in a heck of a fight. And when you get to the sub-state game, it's one of those, it's like, well, who knows? You know, who knows what could happen? So they might, I know they're kind of, we might be an underdog for a situation for once, which is all right. But you give us a little bit of a chance here. Hopefully our boys come to work, and I know they always do. Anybody's got a little chance in these games.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. And, of course, we've got the call right here on KLAM this afternoon. So, Coach, always appreciate your time. Best of luck today, and we'll chat after the game.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Justin Rudin, co-head coach of Remsen St. Mary's Boys Basketball, right here on the Coach's Corner on KLAM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamar's, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back one final time to the KLEM Coach's Corner program for this winter sports season. Our Coach's Corner program every Saturday brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. My thanks, as always, to our coaches that joined us on the Coach's Corner program. Of course, Cordy Deercup at Lamar's Community, Ryan Wilchin at Galen Catholic, and then Justin Rudin, the co-head coach of Remsen St. Mary's Boys Basketball. Again, a reminder for you, their game tips off at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Spencer. Pre-game coverage will get started at 3:45. You can catch it all right here on KLEM Radio with the live play-by-play from the Spencer Fieldhouse. Again, it is a flock tip-off. I know that's kind of been widely circulated now and redone. It was supposed to tip off at 5 o'clock initially, but they moved the schedule up. There's actually going to be two sub-state finals up in Spencer tonight, so that is why they're kind of making sure every team has the proper ability to celebrate on the floor and get the fans out and reset the court and things like that. So we'll be on the air at 3:45 this afternoon with tip-off at 4 o'clock, and we're going to punch the first boys state basketball tournament trip here with our sub-state final this evening. Well, it's been a great winter season. Again, we hope for more of it here in the coming weeks of the month of March for Remsen St. Mary's girls. They start the state tournament on Wednesday against Martinsdale St. Mary's with pregame starting at 6:30 Wednesday evening. Tip-off at 6:45 from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in the Class 1A state quarterfinal round. And then if Remsen St. Mary's boys win here coming up today, we'll have the coverage for you down at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as the Hawks start what would be, assuming they win today, their eighth consecutive trip to the state tournament, which has only been accomplished by two other teams to this point in Iowa high school basketball history. So we will we'll see if the Hawks can get that done against the Good Lake Mills squad. You heard Coach Rudin talk about it. It's going to be a tough battle, but his guys are ready for it. That's for sure. So make sure you tune in for that coming up tonight. Thanks, by the way, to all of our coaches from the fall, from the winter, from around the area that have joined us on the Coach's Corner. It's been greatly appreciated. We hope you enjoyed getting the insight on all of their programs all throughout the Coach's Corner program. So we will take about a six-month hiatus on the Coach's Corner program, and we'll be back with the football edition. We're probably going to have one of those big preview shows talking with every coach around the area and get you caught up on what you need to know as far as Plymouth County football is concerned coming up sometime in the month of August. And, of course, we'll have spring and summer seasons in between them, but we'll get things back going with the football Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Until then, I'll talk to you later on today with Remsen St. Mary's taking on Lake Mills, and down in Des Moines with Remsen St. Mary's girls against Martinsdale St. Mary's. So long. Thanks for listening to this edition of Coach's Corner, and have a great rest of your Saturday and weekend right here on KLEM Radio.